This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit more on the jobs report now, and it starts with this number, 160,571,000, give or take. That's how many people are in the American labor force, says the U.S. Department of Labor. And remember from this morning that today's jobs report said we added 156,000 new jobs last month. Or, if my math is right, a gain of a bit more than 0.09%. A pretty fine slicing of the economy is my point. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on the August jobs report, Labor Force Context Edition.
Okay, I'm going to throw a couple of numbers at you. For August, we got 24,000 fewer jobs than were expected. In June and July, it went the other way, tens of thousands more jobs than were expected.
The way to think about it is that the jobs report is accurate to plus or minus 100,000.
Betsy Stevenson was chief economist at the Labor Department in the Obama administration.
When they're talking about being below or above expectations by 10,000, 20,000 jobs, these are really small numbers, and the survey's just not designed to give you that kind of precision.
Here's another statistically noisy thing. These first estimates of job creation, they're revised to be more accurate in subsequent months. And Patrick Newport at IHS Market says in late summer, they're kind of lousy.
Since the year 2000, the August number has been revised by an average of 55,000 upward. So if we get a disappointing number in August, just wait a couple of months, you'll probably get a much better number.
Economist Bill Rogers at Rutgers University says we should pretty much ignore whether the job creation number misses the expected number or if one month is high or low.
You know, one data point does not make a trend. You know, try to take a three-month average, a six-month average.
Patrick Newport says going forward, there are demographic shifts that will make prediction harder.
Some of the trends are changing right now. Immigration appears to be slowing down. More recently, there's been an increase in the death rate for white males.
And no one really knows yet if all those baby boomers hitting retirement age will really fully retire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.